Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, and welcome everybody to another episode of Pod Strickland. I'm your host, Schwinny Poo, and this is episode 406. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Prez. That is at underscore Presidente on Twitter slash X. Prez, how are you doing? Prez, you're muted.
Unmuting here. My bad. I'm doing great. I thought your little thing on your screen said waiting for the slap. I was like, what did I miss here?
Yeah, I am waiting for the slap. It's like when you make a slap bet with
Wake me up from this living nightmare. My God.
Yeah, that's probably an accurate description of how I feel about this NBA Finals. And we're going to talk about that. But before we get started, do have to make a few announcements. First, being that Strickland has an Instagram. Check that out. That is at Strickland on Instagram. We're posting all kinds of new content out there. The Strickland also has a YouTube channel where you may be watching this podcast. If you are not done so already, please hit like, subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment. That'd be a huge help to us. The Strickland has merchandise, which you can find on our website at www.thestrick.land. Just a link that'll take you to the merchandise store. You can find all kinds of cool stuff on there. T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it, we've got it. Strickland also has a Patreon, which you can subscribe to. There are a number of different tiers. There's a $6 tier that gets you access to Pod Strickland, this podcast that I host every Friday with Prez. You also get access to Takes from Obvious Poses, our newest podcast that's hosted by Andrew Steele, a.k.a. Doug, along with Zach Blatter. And you get access to the Strickland Discord where the conversation never stops. There for the tiers, there's a $9 tier that gets you access to Strickland, my soul pod, by Rant and Beth Mixing More. You also get access to wonderful premium articles by Matthew Mann, one of the best in the business. And now you get access to Strictly NFL, which you guessed it is our NFL podcast that is hosted by Constantine Metricos. There for the tiers, there's $15 tier, $30 tier, $50 tier, $100 tier. Those come with a variety of additional benefits like listening in on pod recordings, merchandise discounts, and even potentially co-hosting a podcast alongside yours truly one day, whether you choose to subscribe or not. This will be possible without you. And none of this would be possible without BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. I actually wanted to start not talking about the NBA Finals. I wanted to ask you a draft question. Right in your wheelhouse. Just wanted to make sure you feel right
this
at home.
This is how I start all my mornings.
Yeah. Let me just get some. And I want the people to know I have not asked Prez about anything related to the draft other than is Nikola Topic, is his entire thing just dribble penetration? So that's the only thing I've asked Prez about.
And let the record show, I haven't sent Schwinn any draft videos in like at least 2 months. So we're trying to respect each other's personal space here. This is what you all should aspire to be.
So I want to ask you a question. Is Tyler Kolek the best passer in this draft?
That's a very good question. As a known
and and does he have the ball handling and ability to draw help to leverage that passing ability?
My answers would be probably yes and no. So there's a couple of very good passers in the NBA, and I mean in this draft, and a couple who, when they get, by the time they get to Tyler's age, he's almost 24. He's like around Deucen Rokas's age. That they'll probably be like that. Guys like Isaiah Collier, who didn't really showcase his passing at USC because their offense was a shit show, but he kind of, his passing was crazy in high school. There's a couple of guys, even some bigs, but Kolek probably takes the cake. I mean, this is a guy who had an 18 assist game in college. He's like a pick and roll maestro. And what makes it crazier is he doesn't have really the ability to just draw to and bend the defense. Like, he's not mostly, he, unless he's facing a horrid fucking defender, he's not going to blow by anybody one-on-one. And his handle isn't like crazy ankle breakers to create space or anything like that. So this is all just like him pretty much threading needles. Which makes it kind of more impressive. And that's why it's my favorite part about watching him play and watching his highlights, is his passing is very special. But yeah, it's not because of any of his gravity. So in the NBA as a backup point guard, will he be able to pass without that gravity? I think so in some ways. But not as much as he could, obviously, if he had the gravity. So he's kind of an interesting guy in that respect.
Do you think he makes sense on the Knicks at all? Because he's also not like a big guard. So kind of the guy you're describing sounds like somebody you'd want to play next to an initiator. But he's not a big guy, so you'd almost like him, like, you know, if you're like Dallas, right? You'd be like, well, we could play him next to Luka because Luka's a big guard or big initiator, whatever the fuck he is. Luka's Luka. Or like on Boston, right? Because you have Tatum or whatever. Or, I mean, does he make sense on this Knicks roster? Or do you think that it's kind of like redundant, duplicative, whatever you want us to call it?
I was talking to a friend of the pod and owner of the only other Knicks draft podcast in the world, Chris Parsiainen, about this. Chris is a big Kolek fan, and I am not. I don't think he's a good fit because I don't think any guard who's 6'2 with a 6'3 wingspan and can't blow by people is a good fit. Just in terms of upside, I think if we picked him, he'd be fine as like a end of the bench guard. I just would rather not use my pick on somebody who doesn't have that kind of upside. And then I've seen a lot of people, you know, he's a great shooter off the catch and he has an amazing floater. And some people are like, oh, he showed more comfort shooting pull-ups. I didn't really see that. His pull-up 3-point shooting stats, he took them a little bit, but it wasn't particularly good. I think it was like in the 20s. And to me, he looks visibly uncomfortable taking that. And I'm like, if you're 6'2 with a 6'3 wingspan and you can't blow by guys, like, you better be able to fucking pull that thing, right? Like, you got to have something extremely special in your scoring arsenal, right? Like, if you're looking at backup point guards who are tiny, I'm thinking like TJ McConnell, who shoots like infinity percent from mid range. Oh, fucking God. Peyton Pritchard, right? Is like
a Nazi.
Yes, I'm not where I was going to go with it, but also can shoot the shit out of the ball from very far, and has a pretty good first step and can get by guys. nowhere near the passer Kolek is, but so I don't know. I just don't see it with him. I talked to Chris about it, and Chris said, and I quote, fuck the measurables. It's a little bit of a vibes based thing if you like Kolek, which I understand, because you're talking to a guy who was a really good player on very good teams for 2 years in a row, great advanced stats, all that stuff. I just don't think it fits what the Knicks go for in terms of, like, everybody has long arms or is really strong and is a two-way player. And he's not, like, a low-effort defender or anything. It's just, like, when you're the level of athlete he is and that size, like, you're just not going to be good at defense, full stop.
Is he an ethical hooper?
He is a very ethical hooper. He's not out here, like, flopping around and doing shit like that. He talks a lot of shit. He's definitely a dog. So he's got that going for him in the vibes department, which is another reason I think people are big fans of him. But I don't know, man. He played with two other players who are definitely NBA players. One is Cam Jones, who I thought should have been in the draft. He decided to return to school, probably because Kolek was graduating and he could get more initiator reps. And he's a much better prospect than Tyler Kolek. He would have been probably my favorite target for the Knicks. And then a big who's in this draft, Oso Iguodaro, who's like on offense and NBA caliber.
That's a name.
It's a name. He has like a Hartenstein level floater and he's decently athletic. So he was a fantastic NBA level pick and roll partner for Kolek. So he was also playing with NBA caliber guys while running this offense. So that also helped. Not like saying that he had some like Mickey Mouse stats or anything like that. I'm just saying like that. Not every college point guard has that. So that also helped.
Looking for ultra cozy sleep? Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. During our July 4th sale, save $400 on select mattresses. Shop now at stearnsandfoster.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Another guy I wanted to ask you about. I know you're not fond of him. I know Stacey likes him. Kalel Ware. Is your issue with him that he lacks feel? Do you think he is a reactive player more than a proactive defender? Let's call it.
I don't not like Ware. I'm just not like, some people are super into him. And I get it, to be honest. Apparently, he's been also killing in like interviews and stuff like that, which has also helped.
You know who else famously killed in interviews?
Oh, God.
Willie Cauley-Stein.
He did. I remember he was high on my board. We won't talk about it today.
Larry Bird called him a $100 million player, if I remember correctly.
That's wild. That's hilarious. It's also hilarious if you think of like the times we've heard Willie Cauley-Stein speak. Now he's cooking in Puerto Rico.
Is he? Good for him.
Yeah. Him and a couple other players. So where he was coached by Mike Woodson, always a good sign. So let's start there. East remains big. So Khalil Ware, also big, larger standing reach than Mitchell Robinson. He's a big dude. He's a long dude. And a lot of people whose opinions I really respect, including Stacy, friend of the pod.
You respect Stacy's opinion? What's going on? You feeling all right?
When he's not making fucking puns, yes, I respect his opinion. Matt Powers at Draft Pow on Twitter, really smart dude. Considers Ware a pretty good prospect. Some other draft people have him like clear lottery.
Is he a dart? Is Chuck?
I don't know. I gotta see. I'm not sure where Chuck is on him. Chuck is definitely up there in the people's whose opinions I like to steal list. And
except when he said that Terrence Mann was better than Emmanuel Quickly.
Oh yeah, that's grounds for banning him from the pod for a number of months, if not years.
Many moons.
And so Ware is like, I don't know, to me, my issue is he doesn't come off to me as particularly elite at anything, except for just his measurables. Like he takes threes, but he's not, you know,
good at it.
He shot like 40%, but it's a small sample and it looks okay. It doesn't look great, but it doesn't look bad. It wouldn't surprise me if he was a good shooter. It also wouldn't surprise me if he was a shitty shooter and his coach was like, no, stop that. You're huge. So I could see that going either way. On defense, he's huge and he impacts the game, but he also kind of doesn't know where to be. I mean, that's not uncommon, right, for like 20-year-old big men. So like, it's hard to ding him too much for that.
And he just turned 20, by the way. So he's fucking young for his eight, for like his class. He's young.
Yeah, he's a very young sophomore. Was highly rated, top three coming in, had a bad freshman season at Oregon.
He was a projected lotto guy before his freshman year. I mean, I know those are like very, very early mocks, but he was considered in that type of.
Oh, he was in top fives for sure. Like not even lotto. Like he was in a good draft, mind you, like the one we just had. So he was up there because he was like a unicorn prospect, right? This guy is 7'1", can jump. Is not plotting and can shoot. Like, yeah, I definitely see the vision, at least coming into college. None of that was realized in Oregon. But he's not particularly strong. He's kind of doofy when he gets the ball in the post. Doesn't really do much in the way of passing. Great at like catching alley-oops and finishing them and putbacks because he's gigantic. But I don't know. Like, if you ask me what's his best skill, I'm like catching alley-oops, I guess.
But that's the thing. That matters.
It matters.
Because especially when we fucking watch Hartenstein and he's like, look, he's many things, many great things. A dynamic.
A vertical spacer is not one of them.
Yeah, not one of them. Just generally scoring around the rim is very much an adventure. For Isaiah Hartenstein.
It's an adventure for Ware too. Like sometimes he's big enough that he can just get some easy baby hooks, but he doesn't look like a guy who has touch to me. He kind of looks like a big man who's trying to have it, but doesn't have it. The most comfortable shot for him to me outside of dunks is he actually has a pretty respectable looking mid-range jumper. The numbers are pretty solid, like 40%, I think, which is pretty good. Not amazing, but pretty good. So like if you want to argue, like, you know, he'll get touch once he gets stronger, especially. That's what you would point to. The main thing if I'm like someone like Stacy, who I've talked to about where the good argument is like this is a guy who he's young, right? You could get him much stronger, right? We've seen it with Mitch and how much that changes the game for guys like that. And that would improve his ability to, near the hoop, which is already solid. And you could tweak his jumper a little bit, right? It's not talking about, you're not talking about a brand new jumper. And then all of a sudden you have a stretch five who's not some, like, you know, you're not talking about some undersized five here. You're talking about a guy who's 7'1", and we know the impact that that could have, right? You look at guys like Miles Turner, Brook Lopez, whatever. Kristaps obviously is like the best version of that. So I see the vision. I'm just like, I don't know, man. He's not. Other bigs in the draft to me are extremely good at certain things, and to me, he doesn't have that skill to hang his hat on. But if we picked him, I'd be like, yeah, this motherfucker is so well-rounded, so versatile, potential stretch five. We'll get him right. We'll get him in the weight room like we did Quickly and Mitch. So I wouldn't mind it. But that's the reason he's rising on draft boards, right? Like, he's less raw than some of the other bigs. Not 300 pounds like Edie. Not undersized like Daron Holmes and Oso Iguodaro.
You think he can switch on the guards and stuff?
For like 1 second, I don't think he can slide that well, but he's so big that if he has the right technique, he could just be far enough away but still within reach to bother them. So from that sense, he could. But I don't think this is like a Mitch situation where like young Mitch could switch onto guards and block their three-pointers, right? Like, I don't think he's anywhere near that.
We know that let's hope and assume Isaiah Hartenstein's coming back. We also know Mitchell Robinson has serious injury issues, and we can't really depend on him to get through a full season without an injury, obviously, unfortunately. Yeah. Is Ware somebody that you would be like, you could see the Knicks being like, well, I mean, one, like you mentioned, he's been coached by Mike Woodson, so if Woodson gave him a good report, do you think this is somebody that the Knicks could be like, okay, he's not ready to really be in our rotation right now, but that's okay because we don't need to have – the world has moved on from the need to have Jericho Sims on this roster. He can sit and observe and play G League and develop. And yes, if and when Mitch gets hurt, if Precious is not here, this is a player that we think – in time, we can develop and we can turn into a competent and capable backup level five, maybe more one day. Is that something that you could see the Knicks being interested in, or do you just not see him being good enough at the things the Knicks value from that position?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think if they picked him, it'd be for that exact reason. And he's the, like, putting aside what is good for him, or not what is good for him, like what I think the Knicks need in the draft, right? In terms of upside and all that, like, the Knicks are probably the ideal developmental context for him. That's the other reason I think people like Stacey like him, because you wouldn't be depending on him here, but he could still learn. We're clearly really fucking good at developing bigs. Track record immaculate out here, with exception of Jericho Sims, RIP. So it would be a good fit for him in that sense.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them.
Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Bosch tools are built for workers. The Bosch X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders, helping you go from grinding to cutting more quickly. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.